Coming up next on the Pod Wheels Network, you'll hear the latest edition of the Insight 2020 podcast series. Insight 2020 is being presented by Expediter Services, and Stoops Freightliner is serving as our title sponsor. Jason Williams, the president of Expediter Services, returns to the podcast as our guest. Here's a preview.
The way we stay in business and the way we make our money is stability. Turnover is extremely expensive to us. We're not set up like some businesses are where they can make money off of turnover. We need stability. We need trucks to literally go through life cycles with one owner. So we need an individual to come in and buy a truck. It doesn't have to be our truck, but we need them to be committed to that small business, run it, and then upgrade it, and run it again, and upgrade it, and run it again. So we're a generational type of business where we want to see someone come into this industry and stay here a while and do well. And that's our success, and it's the only way we stay profitable. So we are very much vested and very much interested in helping people be stable. And it's what drives all of our discount programs. It's what drives all of our infrastructure. It's why we invest so heavily into IT that the owner-operator can use. It's why we really and truly ask them, even as they begin to build fleets, to utilize our people, our staff, before they go out and invest their own, just to keep their profits on their books and therefore create stability through cycles that trucking has. And trucking always has cycles.
Welcome back to the Insight 2020 podcast series, and thanks for connecting with us again here on the Pod Wheels Network. Presented by Expediter Services, the Insight 2020 podcast series is pleased to have Stoops Freightliner as our title sponsor. Through the Insight 2020 podcast series, we're placing a spotlight on key issues and opportunities within the trucking industry, while also highlighting members of the ES community. Founded in 2006, ES has become a leader in providing capacity solutions and ownership opportunities within the trucking industry. As you heard in the opening, Expediter Services President Jason Williams returns to the Insight 2020 podcast. During the Q&A session that Pod Wheels Network Executive Producer Greg Thompson shared with Jason, you'll get some deep insights on how ES works with carriers and the company's approach to developing long-lasting relationships with those carriers who become part of the ES community. Jason also discusses how the ES operational model concentrates a primary focus on placing the people behind the wheel in the best position to succeed. Now let's take it to Greg Thompson and his conversation with ES President Jason Williams.
Hello again, everybody. Greg Thompson from the Pod Wheels Network back with you on the Insight 2020 podcast presented by ES. And we want to take this opportunity to once again recognize our title sponsor, Stoops Freightliner. As you guys just heard during this podcast, we are reconnecting with Expediter Services President Jason Williams. And during this podcast, Jason, we're going to be talking to you about the carriers who have become part of the ES community. And Jason, as you and our listeners know from our previous podcast, one of the things that we've talked about, but we really haven't taken a deep dive into, is the partner carriers that ES has. Jason, if you would, I'd like for you to talk about the partner carriers that you have now and how you go about building those relationships.
Sure, Greg. The carriers that we support now with the vast majority of our growth and effort is FedEx Custom Critical, Forward Air, and then Panther Premium, which is a service of ArcBest. Those three companies have really come out and supported with their efforts being good freight, good conversations, ongoing support of things that a new owner might need, whether it be access into the motor carrier for increased safety resources, or maybe it's assistance in getting through all the paperwork inside the motor carrier. It could be base plate programs, which I know most carriers offer, but these guys really go the extra mile with helping us get a new person up and running and get them on their feet. They understand, and they've really bought into the program, that it's worth the extra effort to slow down, help someone who's new to the process learn it, learn how to do it well, learn how to get everything implemented correctly. They just put a lot of attention on it. They really are helping us from just a relationship side and being motor carriers that have really picked up the idea of what it means to create long-term, stable, profitable capacity. And they're willing to do their part. The other side of that is that they have stable freight. So even inside of this COVID-19 pandemic that we're going through with the shutdowns and different things, we've been able to maintain our fleet size. We've been able to assist and work with the motor carriers to keep these small businesses in business. We have not seen an increase in any type of failures. We've not seen an increase in people exiting the market. We've seen our fleet continue to hold. just stay in service, take the freight that they can, operate healthy, and just really service the customer and the motor carriers. These carriers specifically have truly come up and helped us. They also, Greg, when we talk about the 150 truck women-owned business challenge that we put out 2 or 3 years ago, these are the three motor carriers who really came out and supported that. Supported it with whether it be some marketing, whether it be investments into assisting to find women who wanted to start a small business, assisting us in getting that up and running. So they really came out and supported that effort as well. That's been a positive thing, obviously, for us and for those involved.
Now, Jason, in being around ES for a couple of years, I know that a lot of carriers will approach you guys because you have stable, reliable, safe capacity. You are bringing owner-operators into the market. Yours is a very desirable service. You have to have a lot of carriers that knock on your door. How do you go about vetting them?
What we try to do first, Greg, is get to know the people. We have to make sure, just like we do with the driver, that they buy into the idea of the community, that they do realize that this is more than just a truck or a piece of capacity, that we are attempting to bring more than just someone who picks up and delivers freight. So we spend a lot of time getting to know motor carriers. We do talk to a lot of motor carriers. We don't fit every motor carrier we talk to, and certainly not every motor carrier fits us. The relationship side is very important. Then we also turn around and we normally will seed that relationship with some of our own trucks. We could afford it a truck were to not operate at its best for a while. And so we actually put our trucks there, let those contractors operate our trucks so that no one else is taking investment risk. We'll watch them and we'll make sure that those motor carriers have the freight they say they do. We'll make sure that they pay correctly, that they're not trying to beat the system. They're not trying to take advantage of the drivers in the trucks. We'll just, from top to bottom, we will watch that motor carrier. We'll get to know their safety department. We'll get to know their recruiting department. We'll get to know their legal department. That's all just to make sure that when we actually create an owner-operator and we invest into that motor carrier by starting a small business with an individual, that that individual has a solid foundation to get started on. These individuals don't have the ability to run 2, 3, 4, 5 months and really beat up in the freight side of it and then all of a sudden change motor carriers and it not cost them a lot. We really try to take that investment risk on the front end. Once we get to know that motor carrier, then we will start moving in and creating small businesses with owner-operators or helping owner-operators become fleet owners there. It really works well. It takes time. It's not anything that's quick. It takes us several months to start a relationship with a new motor carrier. The only way that we can really get around that kind of time is sometimes motor carriers don't want to wait the time period it would take for us to build up confidence just by letting trucks run daily until we get to really know who they are. Sometimes they'll come out and they'll put a guarantee out on the front end of it and say, hey, if you guys will go ahead and get started, we'll guarantee these kind of miles till you get to know us. And then we'll pull the guarantee out and just let the system be what it is. There's different ways of shortening that timeline, but the main thought that we have to get to is, do they value the owner-operator? As individuals, as people, as small businesses, as investment efforts, all of its own, do they understand the risk that the owner-operator has taken and the weight of the conversation that the motor carrier has to carry? It's not just another truck. They're going to have to buy in and really help us create an environment where that truck can still be in service 5, 6, 7, 8 years down the road. And if we don't feel like that thought, that emotional investment from the motor carrier is there, or that the monetary investment's there to make that happen, we just pull in our reins and we continue to look.
A couple of things. One, it really speaks very highly of FedEx, of Forward Air, and Panther Premium, a service of ARC Best, who have become partner carriers over years because there is that trust. You're able to place owner-operators, folks that are entering your program, into those fleets, work with them, and know that the fleets have their back and you have everybody pulling in the same direction.
Absolutely. And I tell you, it gets you through some tough days. It's never all peaches and cream. You always have days where an owner-operator does something that you have to stop and think, you know, what in the world were they thinking? Then you have days that we mess up, that someone in our office drops the ball on something, or maybe some paperwork, or maybe there's a call passed along that has some liability with it, like a work accident claim, or maybe an incident, and the call doesn't get to the motor carrier to do their job properly. Or the motor carrier messes up. They have a dispatcher that gets angry and cusses out an owner-operator. It's still trucking and things still happen. But the commitment to the relationship allows you to get through it. What we don't have are knee-jerk reactions where one incident or one conversation or the wrong thing said, and all of a sudden everybody's walking off. That's the thing that we cannot grow within. We have to have a committed partners in the relationship, support stability over multiple years for it to be worth us to go in there and put in the effort and honestly the resources to make the investments necessary to start building capacity through these small businesses. And it really works well. It keeps everybody honest. It's not unlike a family, Greg, where as long as you're committed that, hey, this is the family I have and I need to make it work, then you can get through a lot of rough days. We just kind of operated that way. We're very honest. We ask that the motor carriers and the owner operators be brutally honest, especially when it comes to doing our part. It just allows a conversation to just get started. And we find that as long as you're talking, as long as you're communicating, as long as everyone's intent is honest, then we can get through most issues. We really enjoy the relationship with these motor carriers now over several years. We continue to grow that, and we look forward to growing that here as things start getting back on its feet within the industry.
Well, and another thing that I was going to bring up is the fact that, and you referenced it earlier, when you start to build these relationships with carriers, you take trucks that you have and you put contractors in them. As you said, you put a risk for yourself in that you operate these trucks under the authority of those motor carriers. But in the program that you have, because you are setting up small businesses, you are working with owner-operators to set up small businesses to make an investment, you're able to go to them and say, hey, look, we've tested it, we've tried it, we know that it works because we put our own assets into that. I'm sure that builds a comfort level for the folks that are in your program.
It does. And we normally keep a small number of trucks with that motor carrier even after we have proved them or vetted them and begin to make owner operators. Obviously, that's where folks will come in. Even you people, years down the road, will ask them to go ahead and rent a truck from us, operate it at that motor carrier, and make sure before you make a financial investment that you can operate correctly inside that motor carrier and see the returns you want. So we allow that to happen ongoing forever. It really allows us to keep boots on the ground, Greg, where we get our own facts. We're actually getting hard data from the motor carrier ourselves on how they dispatch. They're not able to track which truck is ours versus somebody else's on a day-to-day basis. When a dispatcher has a bad day, we know it because the contractor who's renting the trucks from us calls us and tells us. And so, or if someone has changed the way freight's moving, or if maybe there's favoritism being played, we start getting that data quickly because we have our own equipment out there and we're collecting that data from contractors in the trucks. During that rentals time, when someone comes in, again, they can walk away from it at any time. There's no strings attached to the individual. But we do say, look, here's one of our trucks. Let us take the investment on the asset. You can invest your time. We don't drive equipment and we don't have company drivers. You will be investing your time, but you don't make a monetary investment into a piece of equipment and put that at risk until you know for sure. We try to keep that relationship forever with the motor carrier, with the contractors. That way we always are getting data directly out of what's happening out on the road and how's the motor carrier truly treating equipment and maybe not just something that we might be getting on a conference call with them or when we go to visit. Again, it's just a way of keeping everyone honest. It's a way of allowing us to have good, accurate information to act upon ourselves and build our own knowledge base of that motor carrier and what it takes for that truck to be profitable. So we'll get to know the motor carrier. We'll get to know what types of attitudes they work with, what type of individual really works well there. Some motor carriers really like aggressive-minded, negotiating-oriented people. Some motor carriers' personalities can't deal with that. They really need folks who are more laid back, more of a partnership. It's not us versus them. We have them all over the board. Every motor carrier has its own personality. And it just allows an individual to come in, not put their investment at risk, get to know the motor carrier. We'll get to know the motor carrier. The motor carrier will get to know us. And by the time you create that small business, everyone is saying, yes, we want to do business together. It creates stability that's hard to understand.
That's Jason Williams, the president of Expediter Services. You're listening to the Pod Wheels Network and another edition of the Insight 2020 podcast presented by Expediter Services. We'll return to the interview section of the podcast in a moment. Right now, we'd like to talk to you about Expediter Services, a leader in providing capacity solutions and ownership opportunities within the trucking industry. We'll also spend a moment highlighting Stoops Freightliner, the title sponsor of the Insight 2020 program. For those of you that may not be familiar with the history of Expediter Services, ES was launched in 2006, and the company entered the transportation market with an initial focus on meeting the needs and creating opportunities within the expedited sector of the trucking industry. The working model that ES developed and then deployed within the expedited market sought to remove the barriers that exist within the industry for professional drivers to become truck owners and operate their own small businesses. The ES model has also been designed to help owner-operators and fleet owners upgrade and/or grow. Through ES, qualified participants in the company programs have access to competitive market-rate financing with a credit evaluation process that puts an emphasis on attitude, aptitude, work ethic, and work history. From its earliest days, ES concentrated on creating a path to ownership that would place participants on the road to success. Along with industry-leading discounts on fuel, maintenance, and other services valued by professional drivers, independent contractors, and fleet owners, ES can offer program participants the kind of back-office support and business advisory services that are invaluable when working to meet the challenge of operating a small business. Today, ES is a leading provider of capacity to trucking's expedited market. Carriers value the non-asset capacity of the dedicated, hardworking small business owners who are part of the ES community. With a decade worth of proven results in the expedited market, ES began the company's outreach into the general trucking market in 2016, and ES continues to grow within general trucking. The offerings from ES are a perfect fit for entrepreneurs, men and women of all ages who have a desire to travel while running their own business. One of the founding principles of ES is to be of service by providing opportunities to people seeking a better life for themselves and their families. While ES has delivered some of the most innovative and accessible truck ownership programs to the industry, the lasting strength of ES is found within the community of support the company and the participants have built since 2006. Being a part of the ES community means that you'll never stand alone. And with the challenges that exist for small businesses within today's trucking industry, the commitment of the ES community to stand with each other has proven to be a key ingredient in the formula for success in trucking. We're almost set to return to our interview on this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast. Here's a little more about the scope of services and support that Expediter Services brings to the trucking industry.
Expediter Services is the place you ought to be. The more you learn, the more you earn. We treat you like family. Well, you can start off small and grow real big, or stay where you are driving your rig. Expediter Services is the place you ought to be. We've got the programs to save you cash. We've got support to get you there real fast. Expediter Services is the place you ought to be. Expediter Services is the place you ought to be.
To learn more about the ownership opportunities, specific programs, and the comprehensive support available through ES, please visit essuccessintrucking.com. That website again is essuccessintrucking.com. Before we rejoin our Insight 2020 podcast interview with Expediter Services President Jason Williams, we wanted to take a moment to talk to you about Stoops Freightliner, the title sponsor of the Insight 2020 podcast, the Insight 2020 online program, and the Success in Trucking Expo, which will take place in the spring of 2021. Stoops Freightliner is a division of Truck Country, and for those who don't know, the combination of Stoops Freightliner and Quality Trailer stands today as the largest Freightliner dealer group in the U.S., They serve customers at 23 locations in Indiana, Ohio, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Stoops offers new and used, medium, and heavy-duty trucks. The dealership also offers Wabash and other trailer options. Stoops and Truck Country feature expert service and extensive parts inventory, financing, and truck leasing options. To learn more about Stoops Freightliner, please visit truckcountry.com. That website again, truckcountry.com. Now let's return to this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast here on the Podwheels Network. The Insight 2020 podcast series is presented by Expediter Services. Here's Podwheels Network executive producer Greg Thompson and our phone conversation with ES President Jason Williams.
Hello again, everybody. We want to take this opportunity to thank everyone for listening and making the Insight 2020 podcast part of your day. We're back talking with Expediter Services President Jason Williams. And Jason, before the break, you were telling us about the relationships that ES builds with your partner carriers. And when I look at the overall program at ES and the way that you work with your partner carriers and the participants in your program,
it's always about the focus on the person in the seat and the people that are owning the business rather than, say, a shareholder and all of that. It is focused on that small business.
Absolutely. The way we stay in business and the way we make our money is stability. Turnover is extremely expensive to us. We're not set up like some businesses are where they can make money off of turnover. We need stability. We need trucks to literally go through life cycles with one owner. So we need an individual to come in and buy a truck. It doesn't have to be our truck, but we need them to be committed to that small business, run it, and then upgrade it and run it again and upgrade it and run it again. So we're a generational type of business where we want to see someone come into this industry and stay here a while and do well. And that's our success. And it's the only way we stay profitable. So we are very much vested and very much interested in helping people be stable. And it's what drives all of our discount programs. It's what drives all of our infrastructure. It's why we invest so heavily into IT that the owner operator can use. It's why we really and truly ask them, even as they begin to build fleets, to utilize our GNA, utilize our people, our staff, before they go out and invest their own, just to keep their profits on their books and therefore create stability through cycles that trucking has. And trucking always has cycles. We really focus in on that because, again, their stability drives our profits. And if it becomes unstable for the owner-operator, then we'll have to figure out something else to do because we won't be in business.
Let's talk a little bit about the stability, the retention in your program versus the turnover that is out there in the industry. You guys have a pretty incredible record.
We really do. Our year in and out with all life, that's people living, people unfortunately dying, people getting married, babies being born, life decisions, when you take everything included, our yearly turnover is under 12%. If you were to look at our failure rates in finance, because not everybody that we support do we finance. Some people do come to us, Greg, who already own a truck and say, hey guys, we could really use your support. We could really be benefited if we could operate underneath your umbrella. And we allow people to come in. So those sometimes have already made decisions that have locked them into certain types of equipment, maybe certain types of financial arrangements, and we can't necessarily change that on the front end. Down the road, we might can in a system and upgrading or a system and changing the way they've gotten access to financing. That creates some turnovers on its own because they bring some baggage with. But when we finance a driver into ownership, our failure rate, if we were to take the last 8 years and add it together, our failure rate is under 7%. We're well less than 1% a year failure rate in finance, even with COVID going on. That's with, what was it, 2019 freight cycle. You have a 2015 in there. When you take those type of cycles and you realize that 99 point something percent of the people that we finance in ownership run that truck and run that small business for at least the life of that truck, that is phenomenal. The banks that are behind us, they have never seen the type of stability that we're able to create. And again, it goes back to the fact that we do not finance credit scores. We do not finance FICO scores. We do not finance people's down payment. We finance people and we get to know people. By the time we get to know them and they get to know us and they test the motor carrier tests them. When all of that happens, the relationship that's brought out of it, the stability in the emotionally, mentally that takes place, it supports the finance decision. We've just proven it to ourselves and proven it to our banks, our community, including motor carriers. That type of environment is worth taking the time to invest into. And it's not a quick environment, Greg, and it's why a lot of people don't do it. In fact, there's not many people that I'm aware of who can operate the way we do it all. It's a long pipeline. Once you start kicking out capacity out the backside with these small businesses, it's a steady, stable, profitable capacity stream that starts coming out. And they're great people. We really work with a lot of great people. We talk to them until we get to know them so that they're committed to us and they're committed to the motor care and they know we're committed to them. And it just gets you through a lot of tough days.
Looking at Inside 2020 and talking about trucking in the COVID era, what do you hope will happen through the Inside 2020 series?
Well, my desire, Greg, would be that people just get to know us and that we're able to connect with other like-minded individuals in the industry, make some sort of decision based upon factual information. Is trucking a good industry for them? Are the motor carriers we work with someone that they would like to do business with? And is our system something that they want to operate within? We're trying to be as factual as we can. We're trying to, again, start conversations. And you hear us say that a lot. This is not a sales effort. This is not a get you on the lot, sell you a truck, and get you off the lot. We have to work with individuals for years. What we really want to do is start a conversation that takes us through all the ups and downs of getting to know each other. And it has to start somewhere. Trucking has so much data flowing through it. It has good and bad. It has so many people advertising into it. We're just trying to pull off to the side and say, hey, guys, we are a little different. We're certainly unique within the industry. Would you just come talk to us and let's see if this is something you'd like to try? Let people know that there are still real opportunities to own a business. You hear so much negative right now in the country about the economy, whether it's good or bad, or whether some people are left out or whether some people are included. And what I'd tell you is that when you look at the efforts we're doing with women, when you look at the makeup of our fleet as a whole, trucking is a great equalizer. No one cares in trucking who is taking that freight from one place to the next. You don't see a lot of discrimination against women or against minorities once you get out on that open road, because there's a need and it has to be met. And if someone will come in and service that need, then all of a sudden the value is there for that business to grow. And we find it to be an extreme equalizer inside the country. You can take someone out of South Georgia who may not be making minimum wage and bring them into and let them compete and make the same type of rate per mile as someone running out of California whose cost of living is two or three times as high on a daily basis. It's a great equalizer from a money standpoint as well. You don't have to be stuck in a local economy that may not be able to offer you opportunity. Trucking as a whole is still a great industry for individuals to start small businesses. You don't have to come in with the idea of being a J.B. Hunt or trying to be a FedEx or trying to be a Ford Air. It really and truly is built upon people who own one to three trucks. The last stats I saw that 90% or so of all equipment in the whole country is owned by individuals who own three or less. That's a phenomenal opportunity, if you think about it, for an individual to go out and start a business, grow it to three pieces of equipment, and people would be shocked at what kind of money someone who has two, three pieces of equipment can make year in and year out. We really want to get that message out there. We don't think the industry does a good job. We think the industry does a terrible job of promoting itself. It does a terrible job of showing people that this is not a dirty boys club that is rough and grimy and you have to be willing to go out and fight people in the street to deliver freight from one place to the next. That's just not accurate. Trucking is a very much of an evolving, IT-driven, service-oriented industry, and there is a good opportunity for folks to come in, learn it. Even if you've never been in it before, learn it. Get to know it. Find out where you can make your money and where you want to be placed in the industry, and then grow a business. That opportunity is real, Greg, and we stand behind it. We invest into it with our own assets, our own time, our own money. That's the message we want people to understand and know. On the other side of that conversation, we also want them to know that they can come in and do it with very little risk. They're going to risk their time. If they're willing to invest time in themselves, we will invest money and then see where the conversation goes. We just think that's a great opportunity in this country for people to try to get ahead.
Jason, if you think about it right now, with all of the economic upheaval that's happening, small businesses that have been forced to close or be put right on the edge, right? If those people who have been entrepreneurs and are looking for another entrepreneurial experience and they've got success in another area, trucking may be an area that they can come into.
Absolutely. We have people who in their past lives were financial advisors. We have people who were home builders. We have individuals who were electrical engineers. We have nurses. We have CPAs. You'd be shocked to find all of the titles involved in people running up and down the road. On the other side, we also have individuals who were running a logging truck in a local economy, and maybe that got shut down. Or we have individuals who are in a factory or running a forklift or who are a teacher or who are maybe having to work in a fast food environment, who have come in and been given the opportunity to let that entrepreneurial effort grow. We've literally seen people go from working in fast food to being a contract driver, being an owner-operator, and now they own a fleet of trucks and they're successful. That's just simply giving them the opportunity to come in and test the industry and grow what they already had inside of them. We don't take credit for people's efforts or their talents. We do just try to give them the opportunity and the support that's needed to let those things come out. We've seen that from all walks of life, all types of backgrounds. We just had one last month at Ford Air in the middle of this COVID pandemic. The individual came in from another country, had to get their work visa, had to go through and get their commercial license, had to be able to borrow money commercially inside of this country. It took them a year. That's a long pipeline. And normally it's not that long, but because of where they were coming from, a year later almost, they actually showed up at our 2019 Site Expo in Indianapolis last year in May. That was the first time we met them. They just got financed in June, and he went through all of those hurdles he got over to own his own truck and start his own business. And when he walked into the building, he could have lit up our city. You wouldn't believe the energy and the excitement he had. When you look at all the hurdles he got over, it's hard to understand just how real this opportunity is. People, whether they come from this country or other countries, we're able to assist people in getting started.
When you see somebody like that, that went through all those hurdles, and all of the folks that you work with, you got to know when you're bringing that kind of energy into it, you know that they are focused on being successful.
Absolutely. If folks come in and they want a get-rich-quick scheme, if we were to try to sell that, the industry would know we're not real. If we feel that from somebody, that's what they're looking for, we withdraw as well. Because what we know about trucking is that it cycles. What we know about businesses is that all of them have ups and downs. You have to have someone who is looking for the long game. They're looking down the road. They're wanting to build a future. This is not a get rich quick. What this is a real opportunity to get ahead. You can make some significant money over the long term by participating in a community that allows that opportunity to be presented to you. We're wanting people who have some endurance about them, who have a service-oriented attitude, who they understand what it means to build relationships and partnerships so that it works for everybody involved. It can't just be one-sided in every conversation. And again, that's just getting to know each other. Once we find people who are like-minded, who want to do business right, who want to take care of the customer, who want to operate safely in this country, we'll come in pretty hard and strong, Greg, to help them get started and help them move forward.
That's Jason Williams, the president of Expediter Services, with his closing comments on this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast series. We'd like to thank Jason for his time and perspective. ES would like to once again thank Stoops Freightliner and Truck Country for serving as our title sponsor for the Insight 2020 podcast series. To learn more about Stoops Freightliner and Truck Country, please visit truckcountry.com. That website again, truckcountry.com. Before we go, Expediter Services would like to remind you that the company is launching the Insight 2020 webinar series in July, with the first webinar taking place on Tuesday, July 21st. The Insight 2020 webinar series, like our podcast, will be focused on the needs of contract drivers, owner-operators, and fleet owners. If you're not able to catch the live presentation of the webinar, ES will be making replays available to you to access on demand. For the latest details on all the webinar series and all offerings available through Insight 2020, please visit essuccessintrucking.com. That website again, essuccessintrucking.com. As we close out this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast, Expediter Services wishes you safe travels on our nation's roads and highways. As the country continues to face the COVID-19 national emergency, we'd also remind you that, in addition to staying safe, you take the necessary steps to also stay healthy as you do the critical work of keeping the American supply chain moving.